I hear this is one of those classes where you actually have to read the book to pass.
I hope so. I read this book 5 times over the summer. Once is never enough, that's what I always say. By the way, what are you doing after class?
Washing my hair, reading a book, fleeing into the woods to deal with woman problems. Let's pretend we never spoke.
Good morning, class. My name is Professor Skullcrunch. My Dutch ancestors pronounced it Skullcrunsa, but my parents adopted an Americanized version of the name so father could get a job at the pencil factory. This is the last personal detail I will share. The rest of this semester will focus on literary analysis of James Fenimore Cooper's third best book, The Deerslayer.
Oh, yeah. Those deer are going to get it for sure.
Oh, no, not again. I need a volunteer to find a maintenance person. A moose has wandered onto campus. I have no idea how it fit into the lecture hall.
I'm sorry I'm late, Professor. I'm a new student. Check your roster.
Check my roster. Marking Mercer Mondale Moose?
That's me. We don't have proper names. We are mighty creatures of the forest.
How did you enroll in college?
Online. I rigged a disco stage. See, I rigged a disco stage into an iPhone keypad. I'm a first-generation college student, too. Neither of my parents attended school. In fact, both were eaten by wolves. I took this class because it was about stupid deer getting killed by hunters. I love that stuff.
Well, actually, The Deerslayer is more about the struggles of a frontiersman, 17th century New York. His nickname is The Deerslayer.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
You'd know all this stuff if you had actually read the book.
Thank you, Mr.
Brambleton Whiplash Smith Parcheesi. Both of my parents had hyphenated names.
I was wondering when that was going to start happening.
You guys, can we all just agree on a couple of things first? Number one, education is key to a better future. And second, deer are so stupid.
How stupid are they?
I'm glad you asked. Deer are so stupid that their version of exercise is to get caught in a badminton net. I meant that. Deer are so stupid that when a buck promises to call back a doe, she spends all day turning around. Besides, he was never gonna call you back, sister. Deer are so stupid that when they make arrangements for end-of-life planning, they go to the car dealership to try out bumpers. Deer are so stupid that...
That's enough!
What?
That's enough.
We have a deer in class two? Let's see. Dalton, Danson, Daly... There's no deer here.
I'm under Kowalski. I was adopted by my stepdad when I was just a fawn. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I am sick of this abuse. Moose have been saying awful things about deer my whole life. I came to college to become an interior designer, not to be subjected to verbal scorn by a fellow hoofed mammal.
Whoa, 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 whoa there, whitetail. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying that most of your kind are really, really stupid.
Don't you get it? That's the same thing.
Hold on now. I've been through this in class discussions before. It's important to remember that college is a place where diversity is celebrated, where we learn about each other and become more secure in ourselves. We must seek first to understand, then to be understood. They tell me this reduces lawsuits.
We deer are just trying to stay alive through the long winter, same as you, moose. We have the same predators. We eat some of the same food.
That's the problem, sister. You eat all the food. And you skitter your scat all over the place. It's gross.
Sorry about that.
Well, you should get that checked.
It's a thing.
I think the main thing we need to understand is that most of our problems are just part of nature.
I think when we get down to it, we have more in common than you think. If you walked a mile in my hooves, you'd see my struggles are just as real as yours.
Oh, dear. I feel terrible. I am a product of my upbringing. Father was a speciesist. Mother just stood by and let him rant. I never considered your feelings. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Meanwhile, you want to sit over here with me and share my book?
That sounds wonderful, dear.
Actually, I have an opinion about all this.
Shut up!
Good. Now that this is resolved, we can resume the most important thing about literature, elevating archaic texts beyond their actual value.
I'm so glad we're friends now. Dear, maybe you're not so stupid after all.
Me too, Moose. It really is a good example of how two animals can be bonded, irregardless of their differences.
Regardless.
Right, irregardless. That's what I mean, pacifically.
I think you mean No, never mind.
The Great Northern Radio Player. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live at Bemidji State University, Bemidji, Minnesota. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.